Say begin your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block, ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
I'm in love with the cocoa. I got it for the lolo.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
No, KJ, we saw it. Let me ruin Lance and John's morning even more. Big fella back at practice. Christian Wood dunking it off a lob from John Wall. We know he's back at practice, but he's not going to play, so that's the good news. Not for maybe till next week. So we know. We know. Art would like to buy Mary's. Are you, though? Are you, though?
Are you, though?
There was other ones that people wanted to buy. Oh, I bid $500 for sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. That one. I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong. Yeah.
I don't care if these things never get used and somebody owns them. That's fine.
Yeah. No, we could sell them. We
then
should
let's
just
sell them.
Yeah. We should sell them. We'll these are moments from the show, and you get to own them.
We'll erase them out of the
The
hard drive, and we can't use them anymore. Only
oh, no. You could still use them, but people own them, and they have value.
I'll sell Cardi B for $3,000. I'm not selling that. You're not going to have that. You're not going to own that. It's already bad enough that Dell has it.
Warriors, come out to play, yeah.
That's $200.
Your bitches wishes you had this.
$3,000.
$3,000 for that?
$3,000.
Is that the biggest seller? Is that the...
That's the one I'm putting out there, and I'm holding on to that.
Well, what if you get the whole Songs of the South collection?
Well, that's like a digital download. That's almost I'm holding that out for Spotify.
Rain, hell below.
If Spotify's willing to do something.
Killing them hogs real nice and slow.
904 ESPN 97.5.
That'd be the moment.
Yeah, that's the moment right there.
The whole thing. Although you could really break it down into hover above rain.
Are you disgusted that the Cowboys have all these compensatory picks?
Am I disgusted?
Did you see?
No, I wrote the article previously that they would have a bunch.
Yeah. From Byron, they lost Byron Jones, Robert Quinn, Randall Cobb, Xavier Suofilo, and Jeff Heath, and Jason Witten. They lost all those guys.
I wouldn't
guys.
Say they lost Xavier Suofilo.
No, well, but.
I wouldn't say I was.
Somebody signed him.
I wouldn't say I was working, Bob.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That they've got. What they got four compensatory picks.
Right.
That's from the third of six rounds.
Well, the Chiefs aren't going to get a compensatory pick for this. They just release Eric Fisher.
Yep.
So you don't get one if you cut your guy, right?
I could see Chris Ballard jumping on that. Is he the left tackle?
Yeah, but
he's got a ton of money.
Injured?
I don't know. I mean, they lost Costanzo. They need a tackle. I could see him. He was with the Chiefs previously.
He's a good player.
Yeah.
But he's
healthy, yeah.
Yeah, but when he's healthy.
I think it's a more of a financial thing for the Chiefs than anything.
There's a lot of jokes going around about the Saints.
What do you mean?
$68 million over the cap.
They got to
cut the whole team.
You know, Eric Fisher played 15 games last year.
Yeah, but he got hurt right in the last game.
And the year before he played 8, and the year before that he played 16.
In the second to last game, and that was a killer.
But every year he had played 16. Every year he had played 16 until 2019 he played 8 games.
Injured, I meant that one time.
And then last year he played 15.
But he got, that was a killer for him.
No, I'm just saying he's been more healthy than I realized.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's 29 years old. Oh, yeah, he's still going to get paid.
A lot. Are you kidding me? Hells yeah. If Andrew Whitworth got that deal at 30-something, Eric Fisher is going to get paid. Yeah, that was a money thing, huh?
Does this change the tackle market in the draft? If a tackle needy team goes, you know what? Penei Sewell fine, but I'll take Eric Fisher.
Okay, so if the Bengals drafted or if the Bengals signed Eric Fisher, then
yeah,
then look out
Pitts,
Devontae Smith. They could go after somebody like that in place of because AJ Green is done. Ja'Marr Chase. You could go with the
teaming him back up with
Joe. You could go with the cornerback. You could go with Surtain. It really would change a lot of stuff. That's why I've always felt like the idea that this Penei Sewell. I saw a website where Penei Sewell, the over under on him is 5.5, and you have to play -240 under. And I'm just thinking, you know, he's not going to be 1. He's not going to be 2. He's not going to be 3. I don't think he's going to be 4 at Atlanta. Everyone's putting him at 5 in the Bengals. They're locking it in. But if the Bengals go free agency.
Yeah.
There.
Well, now would be the time to get the over them.
Because, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Right. Because if the Bengals do sign him, that's going way up.
And Mitchell Schwartz released as well. So they told both their tackles to beat it.
Wow.
Boy, they are in a lot of trouble over there because they don't have
that offensive line was a big problem in the Super Bowl. It was a huge problem.
Mm-hmm.
And now, and one of the biggest problems was they lost Eric Fisher. And now they cut Eric Fisher.
Mm-hmm. And in other news, Juju Smith-Schuster, we're talking about video games and how valuable it is. He's on Fortnite, he put himself in a Dolphin uniform.
Mm.
And he's an impending free agent. So we'll see how that works out. And there's some talk that because he and Tua are kind of close, that might be a spot for him too. So
let me tell you what the Pittsburghs, what the Steelers, what Kevin Colbert and the Rooneys and Tomlin don't like, guys who are pains in the ass.
Well, he's a free agent. He can do whatever he wants.
I know, but I'm just saying, Le'Veon Bell and Juju thinks extraordinarily highly of himself.
Antonio Brown,
Le'Veon Bell, they don't like people that become hard to deal with, especially if they're not really great. And those two other guys were great. Juju Smith-Schuster's just turned into good.
Yeah.
And his Instagram videos are super important to him, his TikTok videos. If that's the case, the Steelers will not fade you anymore. They'll just say... they will fade you, and they'll just say goodbye. Claypool's better than you anyway, and we'll go get a wide receiver, and we'll move along. So I wouldn't expect him to be back with the Steelers, to be honest with you.
Oh, he's not. Probably not.
What's his value?
They had a real problem with Claypool's going to be their guy, probably. Mm-hmm. I mean, Deontay Johnson couldn't hold on to the football. Mike Tomlin couldn't have been more pissed when they started the slide, when guys were just dropping balls all over the place. You know, and now they got Ben for another year. I don't think Ben's not the same guy, obviously, but there were a lot of drop balls, man. A lot of drop balls.
Mm-hmm.
And that's certainly not on Ben. That's on those guys.
Yeah, he went out with the whimper. He threw the 4 picks in the playoff game.
Yeah.
So people were like, well, Ben's done. He had a pretty good year. Now, he along with the rest of the Steelers just fell apart down the stretch. And he was part of it, but
he's
still, I don't know if he's still a Super Bowl winner. But they could do a lot worse than having bring him back for one more year.
Let's get Reed in here. He wants to talk about Eric Fisher. What do you say, Reed?
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Yeah, the Chiefs are – I'm a lifelong Chiefs fan from Kansas. We're in a lot of trouble because of the salary cap, and we're also $22 million under – I'm sorry, over. So we have to make a lot of cuts, and it was either Eric Fisher or Tyrann Mathieu. So – I'm kind of glad we cut Eric Fisher instead of Tyrann Mathieu, but I am not glad that we literally just cut our number one pick of the NFL draft in 2013. So that hurts a little bit, too.
Well, yeah, 13, and especially that's not a team that had a problem protecting Pat Mahomes.
Schwartz was out the whole year, but he's sub 30 years old right now, and you had to cut him because of cap. But this is what happens when you've got a quarterback who's about to make a ton of money, like – you eventually get capped out. All the good teams will eventually get capped out.
Especially this year with 100, at $182 million.
Yeah, but the Texans
got capped out. I have another question as well. So do you think that the Chiefs are going to be in kind of the same situation that the Packers have been for the last, I don't know, gosh, seems like 10 years now, where they're paying a quarterback way too much, therefore we have to cut budgets elsewhere?
Yeah. Well, listen, let's find out first before we do make what the cap is going to be in years going forward with full houses and the new television deal.
Yeah, there's a thought that Jerry decided once he got word on what the expectation for new television deal was, that's when he did the Dak deal.
Yeah.
Because he figured, that looks like too much now, but it won't be too much.
$40 million might not be, penal to teams. It might be, well, that's the going rate for quarterbacks. That's what you pay them. That's going to be the normal slot, because going forward, whoever's up next is going to get right in that neighborhood. If you're really, really good, that's going to be the going rate for quarterbacks. And, you know, quite possibly that salary cap is going to jump next year. And if it does, if it goes up to 210,
yeah,
or in that neighborhood, then you're like, and we went from, we just picked up 25 million. So paying our quarterback 35-40 million is not going
to
be a big deal.
And here's what the Chiefs have to do. It's what every team has to do. When you know you're just changing your allocation of money, which means the Chiefs have to, they just have to draft well. That's all they have to do. You stay cheaper at wide receiver. You know you got to pay Tyreek. You know Tyreek and Kelce are going to cost you. So you go rookie wide receivers. You DeMarcus Robinson will be gone. You'll have to let him walk. You go rookie wide receiver. I can tell you, I got a friend who's with the Chiefs, and I texted him, and he jokingly said, I texted him about some player. He said, if you're not texting me about offensive linemen, stop texting me, because I don't even care anymore. And that was a couple weeks ago. That was after the Super Bowl. And that's even worse now. Like, here's a team that got to the Super Bowl, lost the Super Bowl in large part because they couldn't protect their quarterback. And now you didn't have your right tackle the whole year, but now you don't have your left tackle moving forward. Like, you have trouble across the board. I don't know if the Frenchie's coming back, Duvernay, the doctor. I don't know if he's coming back. They lost Kalichio Simile last year. My guess is he's just a free agent and they won't have him back. So they've got major offensive line issues for a quarterback they just paid, you know, a bunch of money to for a long time. So they've got to rebuild that. And then, so you're going to have a relatively inexpensive offensive line, but my guess is they're going to put a lot of draft picks into it.
Yep.
And then in 5 years, they'll all be really expensive again.
Yep.
All the offensive line.
914 ESPN 97.5. Greg on the other side wants to talk about them, about your Dolphins, Dell. So get ready. That and more on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
Bye, Tua.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
When you choose LG, you're not just getting a TV. You're getting more of everything you love. More entertainment, more innovation, more control. LG TVs are built to do more. With OLED and QNED displays that deliver breathtaking color and contrast. Smart AI-powered features that make streaming, gaming, and searching effortless. And ultra-slim designs that turn your screen into a statement piece. It's performance you can see. Technology you can feel, and reliability you can trust. Get more out of every moment at home with LG.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's Sam Houston Race Park Thursday, where we're giving away a pair of tickets in every show to see all the live action during the 27th annual Thoroughbred Racing season. Live racing begins at 6:45 p.m. on Friday and Saturday night. Every Friday night, enjoy $2 long necks and $2 wines. COVID-19 protocols will be strictly observed. Caller 7 at 713-780-3776 wins a pair of tickets to Sam Houston Race Park. Get your wagers in as early as possible. Visit shrp.com for more info. Caller 7 right now wins a pair of tickets. Now back to John and Lance.
How excited are you guys that hockey, NHL's back on ESPN?
Well, I mean, they get 25 national games. Most of the bigger deal, I guess, for them is a lot of online games. But as far as actual games on broadcast television, it's not that many. It's better than what it was before, clearly.
There's going to be a lot of playoffs.
Yes, yeah. They will get more. Certainly, it'll ramp up during the playoffs.
I was just fine with no ESPN hockey coverage. Gary Bettman was on this morning, commissioner of the league, and he was like, yeah, I turned on ESPN, and you guys never talk about hockey. Maybe you will now. Yeah.
He said that? Yeah. That sounds like something that happens on our show. Like, hey, guys, Great. You're going to talk about a little bit of UH baseball finally? Like, I guess. I don't know. Well, so I see now the Dynamo matters to you. Yeah, I mean,
we're yeah, they're
help you out. Todd Whitting. So. If we have Todd Whitting on, we'll talk.
Yeah.
What will we talk about? Baseball?
Be UH baseball.
Are they good this year?
They had a tough. They played Texas. They won 1 out of 3 against Texas, and but he didn't like the way they competed in the last game against them. But
how the hell do you know that?
He's locked in on the community. Welcome.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that about Cougar baseball.
Yeah, you don't know.
Are we giving something away? Did you say?
Yes. Welcome to the show. Sam Houston
Race Park Thursday?
Yes, that's what today is.
Hey, listen, we go to Sam Houston. It's fun. It's fun. Sam Houston Race Park is good. We go down and we get the buffet, the boof. We like to call it the buffet.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good time.
I believe the Cougars, they played someone last night and won. Lamar, I guess they might have
Lamar beaten.
They might have. No, it wasn't Lamar. Whoever UIW is, University of. What, Indiana, Whitewater? I don't know.
Who's UIW.
UIPI, probably.
No, I'm looking at it. UIW, whoever that is. They beat them last night.
Illinois Wabash.
Well, that's part of, from your neck of the woods.
No, I don't know that.
I would just agree with you.
I have no idea.
Wabash.
I have no idea.
Yeah, but the Cougs, they won last night. I don't know who they played. Congratulations to them. And, yeah, thanks. I think we have our winner. So if you guys are still calling in, relax.
Yeah, Thursday. Oh, by the way, today is Thursday. Guess what happens in an hour and 10 minutes?
Throw shade Thursday.
Throw some, make some shade. So you have to be here, and not only that, but you have to call in. There's probably some shade that you need to throw, maybe at Lance or whatever. I don't know.
No, AJ, not at me.
AJ well, probably. I don't know.
AJ tells me Incarnate Word was who they played
yesterday. Oh, Incarnate
yeah,
Word.
That's right.
Yeah. Why did you say that's right like you would know?
I thought
because I saw the game. I saw the game that was listed that they were playing. HBU was, I want to say, a small favorite.
HBU. The Cougars in baseball.
Not Houston?
No, HBU played. You're talking baseball. I'm talking about HBU has their tournament. They played. Who did HBU play yesterday?
I don't know. Who did they
play? No one knows.
In basketball, yeah, their tournament's going on.
Oh, yeah.
You get a little afternoon action in basketball.
They play. Little afternoon delight?
HBU played Lamar and lost.
Oh, how about that? How do you feel
about
that?
See how
they
do in the loser's bracket now.
There is no loser's bracket.
Oh, damn it.
62-52. Damn. Yeah. There's no, it's over for them. They were 8-19. I think the 6-19. Their season might be over.
Yep. Oh, no NIT for them?
No, 6-19.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. But that's just me. They got a shot, though. I mean, listen, with all the ICW tournaments.
Yeah, who knows?
ULR and all the tournaments that go on. Who knows?
Is there extra basketball for Houston Baptist? We'll find out.
6-19? I don't know.
Now 6-20.
No, I think that made him 6-19.
No, I'm looking.
Don't give him another loss.
No, I'm looking at it right now. They lost to Lamar, made him 6-20, according to Google.
Oh. Well, that's a shame. Then I don't think they're going to make a tournament.
You think that knocked him out?
Yeah, probably knocked. That game knocked him out.
They had one shot.
Greg wants to talk about the Dolphins. Hey, Greg.
Morning, gentlemen. How we doing?
We're doing good. How are you?
Good, man. Hey, so I wanted to ask, so if the Dolphins do in fact sign Smith-Schuster at number 3, then what does that do for them as far as that pick? I mean, would they definitely still go receiver, or do you think that could be a really hot pick and they try to trade down and maximize that a little bit?
If that would be a nice spot to be in if the 3 pick is valuable for someone that wants a quarterback. But if they do sign Juju, then yeah, maybe they're more, or you load up at receiver and you take Jamar or you take Devontae.
Yeah.
And you're loaded now. What was a weakness is now a strength.
That would put Pitts in play too.
That's true.
That would put Pitts in play because you've got Gesicki. So Gesicki and Pitts will block a little more than Gesicki, but what you now have is, see, I think Pitts is the number 2 player in the draft, and he's a matchup nightmare because you can put him in line, you can put him from the slot, you can put him out wide. It really is going to stress you. Then you have another tall ball winner with Gesicki. Then you'd have a possession guy with Juju. Like, it just opens the door for the Dolphins. And yeah, I do think trade is a possibility for the Dolphins. I do think that number 3 pick, the Dolphins want nothing more than for there to be a run on quarterbacks, because if the Dolphins could move back to number 7, and I mean number 8 to the Carolina Carolina Panthers spot. You could still get your hands potentially on Jalen Waddle, Devontae Smith. You could get your hands on another tackle. Which, who's your right tackle? Is Juwan, it's not Juwan James.
It's Austin Jackson.
Who?
No, it's...
your right tackle.
No, it's either Robert Hunt or, like or Jesse Davis.
But Robert Hunt can play guard, and you could still draft Rashawn Slater, or Slater could play guard, and you could really build the fronts. You could get Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, because linebacker's a need, if I remember correctly, for...
Would he be taking that
I mean,
high?
I'm telling you, I would 1,000,000,000% rather be the Dolphins. The Dolphins are in so much better. I wish I were the GM of the Dolphins. That's a layup. How do you not? You could be, now that the Texans bankrolled you, you could just, they've made some great moves up to this point. But we don't even know if Tua is a good selection yet, and they're still in fantastic shape. They could trade Tua and draft a quarterback with the third pick.
Better not be Zach Wilson.
They've got 1,000,000,000 things they can do right now. You know what we can do? Sit and wait. What's going to happen with Deshaun? Bears are all in. Who's the new all-in team
Dolphins,
on Deshaun?
The Dolphins.
Dolphins are all in. Bears are all in. Like, that's not, these are make-believe stories. The Texans aren't even listening to anything for Deshaun. You know what? Don't listen to anything unless they're offering a good pick. But if they're offering really good package, move Deshaun. He's never going to be happy here. It's going to be a complaint train the whole time. But don't do it unless you get value.
We know Cal likes trains, though.
That's true. Even if it is a complaint train, does that have a conductor yet? No, Cal.
Does Deshaun go choo-choo, too?
Why does it always come back to...
The complaint train, it has two conductors. They're on a morning show called The Bench.
Well, that's true.
That's what they're probably saying. All they do is complain. We're sitting there giving them a pretty good product.
I don't. As long as I get my pizza, I'm fine. I'm fine with the team. I'm fine with the direction.
I'm
building the Texans.
I know Tillman will allow you to pick toppings. Do the Texans let you pick the toppings, too? For
the
your
toppings?
Pizza? Yeah.
No, they sent no.
Oh. And they don't get
Although they do send coupons too, but I ain't doing all that.
And they don't let you get thin crust.
If you deliver me a pizza now it's the game on.
And it's always hand tossed, you can't get the thin crust?
I got the thin crust
from Tillman, yeah, but the Texans. They don't
I ordered what I wanted.
But the Texans don't provide you
a
thin crust.
They don't do that, no.
Oh. You should
and
let them know. Was it Papa's?
It was Papa John's.
You mean the guy who spent last 20 months trying not to say the N-word?
Yeah, he's trying. He's working hard trying not to say the N-word anymore.
What do you mean?
You didn't hear that story?
There was a story the other day. John Schlatter is out there. He said, listen.
I thought that was a joke.
No, I'm trying hard not to use the N-word anymore.
Wait, that was his actual wording?
Yeah, I don't know trying hard. I'm trying, he said. But
did he use the phrase uphill battle?
Listen, we don't use the N word. I don't like anybody to use the N word. But if somebody sends me a free Papa John's pizza, I'm gonna eat it. Okay.
Here's the quote.
Kind of like you with the Chick-fil-A. Right, Del?
Right. He's not all on board with.
Although I don't think he's on board with the pizza from Papa John's.
No, just because of the quality, not because of his.
But if it's a free one,
yeah, maybe, but. I don't care that he said the N-word so much. The pizza's not great. To get rid of the N-word in my vocabulary. He said he's been working to get rid of the N-word from his vocabulary for the last 20 months.
For the last 20 months, he's been working on it. It's a process.
It's a process. You know what?
I just don't say it.
No. It's so ingrained.
Well, it's not, you know, it's a process, well, John.
Has he got Tourette's?
Trust.
Has he got Tourette's?
Trust the process.
I don't think that's what the Sixers meant.
Oh, no. You don't?
No.
No.
Well, but it's still a phrase, though. Trust the process is an actual thing.
I mean, in an interview.
Is he just walking down the street dropping, N-bomb? Hey! Be good? Hey!
We've had 3 goals for the last 20 months.
I'm sorry.
He's got 3 goals? Wait.
We've had 3 goals for the last 20 months to get rid of the N-word in my vocabulary and dictionary and everything else because it's just not true figuring out how they did this and get on with my life. I don't know what that means. But he's been trying to get it out of his vocabulary.
Good for him.
For 20 months.
Good for him.
I give him credit.
Man.
Keep hustling. Keep the hustle up.
Man, does he go to an N-bomb farm?
What do you mean?
You know, like he's in rehab?
Oh, you mean like, oh, You mean he has conversion therapy for the N-word?
Right. No, with a bunch of people that walk around dropping. It's a rehab.
A rehab center where it's like really nice. It's expensive, but really nice.
And for a month, after a month, he gets a chip?
Yeah. Yeah.
So have you ever known? I don't know anybody who's been to one of those rehab centers, like personally. Have you ever noticed they're like super nice and really? Yeah,
they're really expensive.
Why would you ever want to leave except that it's super expensive?
I got a buddy who's at. He's at a weight loss farm.
Farm?
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, it's a facility.
You're working off of the old phrase fat farm. And it's not called weight loss farm.
No, I don't
because
think so.
You're still, it has nothing to do with the farm. And do you remember that used to be a phrase that people said, just didn't even think, well, so he's going to a fat farm and.
Yeah.
Jenny Craig, you know, fat farm.
Well, it's a weight loss. It's a weight loss farm.
It's not a farm. It's a facility.
It's kind of
a
facility. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's not a farm.
He was like, I talked to him the other day.
Did you go to a drinking farm whenever you have to get dried out?
It's called
rehab. It's not called farm.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
It's not called alcohol farm.
Anyway.
Liver farm.
He was like, yeah, I don't feel like coming home. This is a great place, if you want to know the truth. Making a lot of friends. And we're having
drinking
a good
buddies?
Time here. He's like, I don't want to come home.
He's making a lot of eating buddies?
Yeah, well, no he's making a lot of workout buddies.
Well, that's great.
Yeah. 9:30, ESPN 97.5.
What would you rather have? A friend who always did CrossFit and told you about it? Or the other guy?
B. Time to talk right now about my friend Jeff Aronoff. He ain't doing no CrossFit. What he's doing is working. He's trying to get you, what he's getting you is your house fixed. And, with everything that happened, my goodness, it was horrible. I mean, it was story after story after story on the news of these ceilings caving in because the pipes busted and the water is flowing through, and it's just horrible. But there's a guy here who can help you, and that's Jeff Aronoff at Absolute Marble and Granite. Come and redesign everything for you, redo, or you could have it exactly the way it was. But this is a great time to redecorate. And Jeff Aronoff has got all of the different marble and granite and tile and everything else that you can use and make it look all brand new. And you know what? The insurance company is paying for it. And Jeff will help you with that as well when the inspector comes, and he can help you through that. And this is what we got to do. And this is how much this is and everything else. And it's a process. But Jeff Aronoff has been doing this for so long. Look, if you're looking for that guy that's going to help you remodel that home or business, give Jeff a call. 713-880-2822. 713-880-2822.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Administration of employee benefits is a hassle. Let HRNP eliminate those burdens and save you money. Visit HRP.net today. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang out with us. Here, LaMarcus Aldridge. Interesting. Think the Rockets pick him up?
For what reason, John?
None.
And what reason would he want to be here?
I don't know. I just want to get the Rockets involved somehow. Some kind of talk.
You just want to talk about him? Well, you know, Christian Wood is back practicing, but not playing.
That's perfect.
We can see their what's the word I'm looking for? Their reclamation project, Kevin Porter Jr. He's going to play.
Yeah.
So I guess that's something
they brought up another guy from the G League too.
Yes.
Who knows his name?
No, he's just a guy.
No one cares.
Until it was Kenyon Martin Jr.
Oh no, and another one.
Another one?
Another one.
When they dropped Mason Jones?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No. They've got Patton, Kenyon Martin Jr.,
mm-hmm.
Michael Porter, and the other dude. Man, they're gonna have There's going to be some losses piling up.
And
Yep.
So, well, they have already piled up.
No. More even.
Who's got the longest losing streak in basketball?
Rockets. 13.
All right. I'm going to take over under without even looking at the schedule. 16.5. You want over or under?
Oh, they're on the West Coast right now. Sacramento tonight.
Good end tonight.
No, they have a lot of good. They have some good players, as opposed to none.
Sacramento's not exactly a highly regarded team. They have the same odds of winning the Western.
They got the Aaron.
They have the same odds of winning the Western Conference, 10,000 that I saw last with the Rockets.
They're which still might better.
I mean, you're just throwing money away.
They're still better.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah. They're still better.
Okay, over under on 16.5 straight losses.
I'm going to go over.
Okay, 20.5 losses. You go under on that.
Oh, right? They got Detroit March 18th.
And what if Christian Wood comes back?
Next Thursday, they got him.
Okay.
Yeah, right.
Wood comes back on this?
Well, it's going to be next week. Now, but still, they've got Boston Sunday. They've got Atlanta Tuesday. They're not Golden State. Wednesday
should be a bunch
and
of
Detroit
L's.
Friday.
Well, Detroit's the concern.
The 19th.
The Detroit's the big concern.
Yeah. No, they'll beat Detroit with Christian Wood. Yeah. You're playing for. That's a big swing game.
You got to tell Christian Wood to drop the whole
knock it off
revenge
Christian.
Game stuff. Hey, forget about it. Don't think of them as a team who didn't believe in you. Think of them as a team who gave you a chance and go easy on them. Okay. Let's not have an inspired effort against your former team.
No, he'll definitely want to crush them.
That's not something we're looking for.
No, though. Right. But you listen, he said probably next week. They ain't beating Atlanta or Golden State even with Christian Wood. So, maybe, I don't know. They were winning some games with Christian Wood now.
No, we were talking about how they're one of the fun teams to watch.
Yeah, they were one of the fun teams.
Ugh, gross.
Okay, right now the Rockets have 11 wins. And they have, 34. What is the season? How many games?
72.
72. How many wins will they finish with?
Now, they've had games postponed. Will they make those up or not? How does that work?
Doubtful, no.
No, so they won't have a full 72-game schedule. So take that into account as well.
And they possibly will have more. They've had two games postponed, so they were supposed to have 36 first half of the season.
Uh-huh.
72. So they're only going to play 70 of the 70 under over. 25?
What if they trade Tucker and Oladipo?
They'll win 14 games in the second half of the season.
What if they trade Tucker and Oladipo? Does that hurt or help their chances to win games?
No, well, then you put in G League guys
who will try hard, who and will care?
Yeah, care, but what about that whole talent thing?
Well, Oladipo.
Let me tell you, the G League guys are going to be going hard at this.
Yeah.
Which that bothers me a little bit, but at the same time, they're not good enough.
Look, that's what I'm saying.
You don't think a G Leaguer could shoot 40% from the floor?
What I'm worried about is G League
like
shoots
Oladipo,
a lot of threes.
And Oladipo is shooting under 40% since he's been a Rocket. You don't think a G Leaguer could match that or get above that?
Nah.
But he also has rebounds and assists.
Does he?
You know, it's fun playing this game where you figure out, like, can they, when a bad team, can they keep losing? Because I know that this draft, Dell called it the best draft.
I didn't
maybe
call it
even
that.
Better than 2003.
No, there was a video on ESPN hyping up their product because, you know, they cover the draft, that this is one of the most loaded draft classes of all time in the top five. And I was
all time.
And I was like, you know, the 2003 draft existed.
You know what suck if the Rockets
one of
finish,
it said.
You know what suck if the said Rockets the most loaded top five. The most loaded top five.
No.
What if the Rockets
okay, I played it yesterday for myself and I was like, what?
What if the Rockets finished
LeBron, D-Wade?
That's what I said.
Bosh.
That's what I and Melo, by the way. That's what I said.
What if the Rockets finished finished third and then lost their spot due to a stupid.
And they lost their spot due
to the stupid ping pong balls. Yeah. I would break stuff.
Mm-hmm. End up seventh.
Who are they going to take with the seventh pick? They don't have a seventh pick now.
Well, they can't end up fifth. They can't end up fifth. If they end up fifth, they lose the pick.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You can still finish in the top four and still not finish top four. Right. You got to fade the ping pong balls.
But you got more ping pong balls.
Can you imagine?
You got to give yourself the best
Rockets
shot.
Rockets fans looking. Oh no, absolutely. But can you imagine Rockets fans watching? Like, please don't know. You know how long it's been since
that would be the most watched thing that Rockets fans see all year.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Do you remember the thought when they were opening up envelopes? It was a long time ago that the Rockets had one. Who was? Was it Steve Francis? I think Steve Francis was there for that one. Or T-Mac? No, wasn't T-Mac. Who was the one who was on the little dais there?
I don't remember.
And I remember thinking, come on, Rockets, come on. Houston Rockets. Like, oh, damn it, we're already out. But I'm going to be so nervous. If all of a sudden they pop that Rockets logo that looks like it's from China, and then I just, like, sixth?
Well, you'll know if fourth comes up and they're not there, it's over. It's over.
Over in a good way.
No, in a bad way.
They do it reverse.
Oh, they do it reverse?
Yeah, they do it reverse.
Don't they go one, two?
No. They reverse. That's the nightmares. You're like, every single open envelope, we're going to be freaking out. Like, oh, thank God. Thank God it's the Kings. The Kings got faded. If I see the Rockets at six, that means you can basically light the Rockets pick on fire because they don't have one.
And they're doing the...
In what Dell is calling the greatest draft in NBA history.
It doesn't come out and you see the ping pong ball with the logo on it. Yeah, that's what Dell called it.
They've already done the ping pong ball.
They've already done it. Yeah. I don't trust them either.
Yeah, I know. And, here we go.
Rockets seventh.
Here we go. Rockets. Remember all that crying that Maury and those guys did? Mm-hmm. I hope you're going to get the first pick in Philadelphia, Daryl.
Yeah. Remember Hong Kong? Rockets, thanks.
Yeah, and here's the eighth pick is Hong Kong. I mean Rockets. Eight. Oh, they're out. No draft pick. Mm-hmm. Did anyone actually? That's when you go voter fraud. That's when you say these machines are rigged. There are people who have more ping pong balls in there than there are supposed to be. This is where you can go voter fraud. You can say, did anyone actually see this? Does anyone have video of their actually ping pong ball stuff?
Does Tillman have Rockets fans storm the NBA offices?
I mean...
Because of voter fraud?
It's a possibility.
I know, right?
I hope voter fraud isn't a thing because, as I said before, this is the caption. The top of the NBA draft has never been more loaded. That is the caption to the video that they put out a day ago.
That's a...
The top of... Then it's not Dell saying
name the
it.
Players that are...
Cade Cunningham, Suggs.
He's LeBron?
I don't know if... Well, never been more loaded.
He's Melo.
Never been... Bosh. Wade.
Where's D-Wade? Suggs?
I guess. Never been more loaded, John.
Oh, gosh. That's so dumb. By the way, the other D-League players, Anthony Lamb.
Okay.
It's not even Jeremy Lamb. It's Anthony Lamb.
Oh, no. Oh, the one they brought up. Yeah, okay. The Rockets.
So you're going to have Patton.
Porter,
Martin Jr., and Lamb. What about it? And
we need to find minutes
PJ,
for these guys.
PJ, you're starting five.
No, we need to find minutes for these guys. That's why PJ and Oladipo got to go. You got to find minutes for your
gotta
G Leaguers.
Got to go. 944 ESPN 975, Sumba 3780-3776.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. AJ just tweeted out, his name's Arthur. I didn't know that.
AJ?
AJ.
Well, A stood for something.
Well, I know, but I didn't know it was Arthur.
You thought it
Arthur
was Amon?
Gerard? Arthur Gerald?
Amon Jr.?
Arthur John? Arthur James?
Let's guess. I was thinking Amon Jr.
You thought
Amon Jr.
Hoffman. I thought Abdul. I thought his name was Abdul.
Abdul,
yeah.
Did you?
Yeah. But
or even Anthony.
Anthony James Hoffman?
It's Arthur. That's what I'm going to call him from now on.
Okay.
Arthur.
Oh, is that his vaccine
Arthur
card?
Arthur Jadavian. I think that's his
you
name.
You take a picture of a vaccine card?
Arthur Jadavian got vaccinated?
Arthur Jadavian.
How come you're 0-for on vaccines?
Because, Monday, guess what?
I know.
Law says I can get one.
1C.
Yeah.
The new 1Cs.
Yeah.
Kick in.
Are you going Johnson & Johnson?
I hope so.
Do the CVS.
Yeah, but you got to.
Maybe they'll let you now.
You got to call at 6 in the morning. I ain't doing all that. Probably ain't doing
No, you don't have to call, right? You can do it online, I thought.
But I ain't doing all that.
Probably. CVS, 6 a.m. That's when you can sign up.
Yeah.
I had a friend who signed up for it. So I'm just letting y'all know, listeners. You're looking
you get
for
Johnson
it.
And Johnson.
One and done.
I'm doing that.
Bang.
And everybody says they can't lift their arm.
Yeah, your arm gets sore. You can lift it, but it's sore.
Yeah, one of our dearly departed told us, what was it, yesterday or the day before, that he got it, and his arm was in a great amount of pain.
Both of them. I got both
and
of
I,
them.
Somebody else told me the other night, they said, man, it hurt. My arm hurt. I don't want to scare anybody, but you got a pain for about a day in your arm.
No, that's all it is.
It's a heavy arm, right?
I had both of them. Yeah, it's just very sore, like all around it.
So
but
can I play golf?
It's like you got frogged.
So can I play golf?
Yeah, you can play golf. It's you like can? You got frogged. When somebody does this with a knuckle and they hit you, it's like you got frogged. And then, but I had Moderna, so I had what felt like the coronavirus literally both times the day after, but it only lasted one day. It lasted one day, the first shot, and it lasted a day and a half, the second shot.
So did you get the Fitbit of vaccines?
No, I got the top of the line, yes.
No, that's
without
not
being bougie.
That is not what
Well,
I meant.
Then I got the Apple phone or whatever, Apple Watch.
Hmm.
I don't care what I got. All I know is I got the really good one that makes you sick. Not for everybody. It. Not everyone gets the side effects, but when you do, literally felt like my worst day of COVID.
Really?
Yeah, it was not
great.
Well,
yeah, if you've got the antibodies, that's going to happen. Carrie is here on ESPN 96. Hey, Carrie.
Good morning, guys.
How you doing, man?
How you doing, Carrie?
Hey, so Tom, in the desert of Houston sports scene these days, I'm actually looking forward to the Astros season. But I had a question, because last year, correct me if I'm wrong, but last year seemed like Alex Bregman sort of was not himself. And what I mean by that is I didn't see a whole lot of the dugout roller coaster rides and the psycho stares into the camera, things like that. And that seems to me to be part of his game, his playful game. I think he plays loose that way. Do you all remember when A.J. Hinch deballed him for taking that bat down the first base line?
Yeah, that's
after
right.
He hit that home run.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed like after that happened, he had his tail between his legs, and I haven't seen him back.
Nope, you're right.
Can you talk about that?
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. That was AJ did. AJ admonished him for it. It was a bad move by him. It actually fueled the Nationals. It was not a good look for him. And yeah, well, and I think not only that though, but the whole scandal and the way that he initially handled it got a lot of criticism for it. No, he wasn't himself last year. There's no question about it. Altuve wasn't himself last year. This year, hopefully as time, now they understand the boos are going to come. It's going to be not as bad as it would have been last year because of how the recency of the scandal.
It's still going to be.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to get booed like crazy.
No. Oh, I do too. But it's not going to be as bad as last year would have been because it just had happened. And everybody was hating.
No one got their links in.
There's very few guys left on the team now, though.
No one got their
it's
links
Altuve.
In.
It's Altuve.
Very few.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you're. Well, the big boys
Altuve,
are.
Altuve, Bregman,
Correa, Yuli.
It's actually Correa.
All the big boys are
well,
there.
Well, but Jordan
only
wasn't.
Only Springer.
Bradley wasn't here.
Springer's the only one who's
there. Springer's not. No. No, but the,
yeah, I mean,
the whole starting outfield wasn't here.
The best players are.
None of the pitchers.
No, but no. But that's not banging trash cans. The best players are here, other than George.
The four.
Yeah,
there's four guys. But Altuve is the lightning rod, and Bregman will be a little bit
so
too.
So stupid that Altuve.
Well,
and it's because
I guess my point is hopefully he comes back with a little bit of the flair he had in whatever it was, 18 or 19. I can't remember the years now. But just something that ignites the team. It seemed like when he was rolling and he was doing the fun stuff, our team was playing loose and great. And who cares about the trash cans? That's kind of my point is it seems like we need to have a little bit more personality. It seemed like last year we were so defeated in how great we were, but still so defeated that sort of spilled onto the field. You know?
Yeah. There was a whip puppy dog element like to the Astros last year that they didn't get out of it until the postseason. But they did get out of it in the postseason. Remember? That felt like a different team in the postseason. 100%.
Yeah. No, it was definitely. They had a swagger. They had a swagger. But Bregman didn't. But Bregman didn't. He had a rough postseason.
That's the weird thing. Yeah. Bregman never
officially Bregman never. Altuve came around, although he had the throwing problems. He was hitting like a ton in the last series. Correa came around. Yuli really didn't come around. Yuli didn't come around at all, and neither did Bregman. Yuli might be because the age is starting. You know, he's like 52 or something.
He's got a great, big, loopy swing.
Yeah. And
those kind of things. Like Michael Brantley's got the exact opposite. That's why Michael Brantley and Ray Allen, guys who are specialists, Ray Allen, a tight jumper. Everything is real fine-tuned, not a lot of wasted motion. Brantley's the Ray Allen of hitting. And then you got the Yuli, which he can't really afford for that bat to slow down much.
Yeah.
I mean, he's always had great bat speed. He could turn on anything, but yeah, that's the concern.
We talked yesterday about the Texans and the building the Texans and how little response it's gotten, and the response has been more negative than positive. The dislikes for building the Texans, which is so unbelievable for this organization that has owned this city. Jack Easterby put out a tweet. I have learned to kiss. This is what Jack Easterby tweeted. I have learned.
Are you being for real?
No, this is, yeah.
This is real?
This is real.
Okay.
I have learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. That's a Charles Spurgeon quote. Charles Spurgeon is a theologian and is really famous. This one is hard to understand. I've learned to kiss the wave that throws me against the rock of ages. Rock of ages, God. And you know, the wave that throws me, I get, you know, okay. But it's kind of difficult. The replies for Jack Easterby, are pretty.
Are they good?
Please STFU only he. That's Kevin Durant with a thumbs up.
Oh.
And it says, please shut the up. As a Texans fan, trade Deshaun. He doesn't deserve this ship. I said we leaving today. Fire Easterby. I mean, it's just there are a couple. One person wanted to pray for somebody. Wants him to pray for somebody. But for the most part, every single one, go kiss the sea of ages. That's not one fish, two fish. I mean, it's. I mean, it's almost. It's,
you did
it's 95%.
He didn't used to have to deal with this until you started your stuff.
No. What? I didn't start
You're
any
the one
of this.
That started this on
Jack I didn't Easter. Start any of this.
By the way, Travis Etienne ran a 4.40. I just got.
That's slow for him. Oh, Etienne. Oh, no. Who is it that's supposed to run? Oh, I'm thinking of Waddle.
4.40 is not slow for anybody.
No, 4.40 is good.
Etienne,
that would have been slow for Waddle.
Etienne was 5'10", 215, a 4.440, and then I had a picture of they've got him split out playing some wide out, like catching a ball, and it's really
well, he can catch the ball
really good. Here. Etienne's getting drafted ahead. The odds have Najee Harris getting drafted ahead of Etienne. Y'all can fade that all day long. Etienne's going to be the first running back drafted. Najee better not run because he may hit a 4.7.
The push for Najee was interesting to me only because I didn't get it.
Had a good season.
He had a great year.
He's still going to be a grinder. Though.
Yeah.
He's never had a run over 42 yards ever.
That's the thing. You think Etienne is a matchup problem. He improved his ability to catch the ball in the backfield. He feels like a guy, an Alvin Kamara type maybe. Except the Saints didn't have to draft him in the first round. Didn't have to make him the first back taken.
Yeah, I can't see. Oh, Brother Bear just sent us something. This is my sixth vaccine in 3 days, and it's just a girl with that. With that. What the kids are calling booty, I guess.
That's what the kids are calling?
No, the kids aren't calling it booty anymore.
I just call it.
Maybe the kids are sometimes calling it the dump truck.
That's
what they call it?
That's the new thing.
That sounds rude to me.
Dump truck.
That sounds, girls sounds fun to me.
Girls themselves are referring to that portion of them as the dump truck or the truck.
Okay. So here's a question
just
for you.
Just the truck?
Remember
depends.
This?
Depends.
Does my ass look fat in these jeans? Is the answer now yes?
Depends on the woman you're with.
Okay. Because the answer used to universally always be no. So you're telling us now that now has changed.
I don't think I should have alerted you to that. That trend has been a thing for years.
I've been aware of how that term, that phrase is actually. I tried to tell my wife that. I said, that's actually considered a compliment now.
Yes.
And she said, I don't want to hear it. But she likes it. She's got, you know, she likes it. She's got a bubble. But I'm like, and that's great. But I said, why do girls always say they want to be skinny? Skinny's not considered a.
No, like, it's not a good thing.
That's not guys don't. Skinny to us means like olive oil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Healthy and in shape.
Fit, healthy, fit, yeah. Stuff like skinny. That. Skinny's not a word that we think of. Nice.
I'm not sure skinny is the aesthetic they're looking for now.
No, but they say it.
Yeah.
I want to be skinny. No, you don't actually want to be skinny.
Because I'll show you skinny and you're not going to like it. The images of skinny women, they're not exalted anymore.
No.
But one thing that we should listen to women about is this.
Bye, bitch.
Whoa.
Oh, he got me.
He's so frustrated by it.
713-780-3776. If you want to, me and Dell. And don't forget, in just a half hour.
To be fair, it is Clemson's pro day, so Lance may stay and go.
Oh. But if you hear this under the desk, then you know Lance is watching Clemson
Jackson
pro day.
Carmen's up. The tackle, the guard, transition player from Clemson. Oh, this is exciting. Look at his arm length.
In a half hour, Throw Shade Thursday. So get your Throw Shade ready right here on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston.
Hello.